Did you order it through us?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I think we only have, let me look at my lab testing page, because I think we only offer the complete or the cycle mapping, which is not, I don't do that very often. Those are more for like women in their 30s and trying to get pregnant. So ERC home.
Yeah. Okay.
Lab test order page. You can show me which one you.
Okay.
Which one you did. All right. Okay, so, the ultimate test for HRT monitoring and great for baseline measurements, unique method for more accurate vaginal hormone and oral progesterone. Why is this one up here? I've never ordered that one. Scott must have just put him up there.
Actually, that's new to me.
Or is that just, you know what? You're that. So the sex hormones is, you know how the complete has the adrenals plus the sex hormones? Yeah, this one just is the sex hormones, whereas this one will give us the complete. Let me see if it shows up.
Okay, I think I did the sex hormones one.
Okay.
So
if you wanted to get, well, first of all, you ordered it through here then?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, so Lynn, could you make a note to check on that? Because it should have been back by now.
Yeah, I already have. When I get to my computer, I can look.
And if you wanted to see what the other one is, is anybody care if I, interested to see what a Dutch test looks like?
Yes.
Yes. Marcia, can I share yours? I know you have one.
Yep, that'd be great.
Okay, Marcia, you're a good guinea pig. I always. All right, so Marcia's here, and I know exactly where you are in this lineup here. So Marcia, Old Labs, is Old Labs the stuff? Those aren't really old. You just got it in the spring, right?
No, the Old Labs, I think, are what Susan asked me to upload from before.
Okay, so which group?
Susan would know where the...
Okay.
I'm here. Let's see what you're looking at here.
I moved a whole file out of the Sweet Spot Labs.
Right.
Into her labs.
Maybe you put it in Old Labs then?
Probably, because the Dutch test was done back in, the spring, right, Marcia?
Spring, yeah.
So it would be in Old Labs.
Okay, let me just do a search on Dutch. Marcia Dutch. There we go. Okay, so this is what a Dutch test looks like. So Sheila, if you're there,
I'm here.
This is the complete. So the complete would show the sex hormones plus the adrenal on the front page summary. The sex hormones alone would show this page, and then this page is your sex hormones, and then. I'm not sure. I don't think the sex hormone alone has this. I think the complete only has this, but I don't know for sure. This is some, this is the adrenal one. So this is the cortisone and all that kind of stuff. So this would be the adrenal one and that one. And then this is the page. I'm not sure if it's included. I think it's just included in the complete. And these are the organic acids. So it has markers for B12 and B6 and glutathione and all this other stuff. So if you already did the sex hormone one.
Right.
And you wanted to add the others to it?
Uh-huh.
They have your samples.
Oh. So
they may still be able to run it on those same samples.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how long they keep them. So it might be worth calling the lab and asking. And then, figuring out the extra cost and tell them you also want the adrenal and the organic acids.
Okay. Adrenal and organic acids. Okay.
And that'll give you a good idea of what's in here. So for those of you who've never seen one of these before, we're going to go through them with those of you who got the free one as a gold. We show total estrogen. So there's this wheel, right? So between the stars are where people who should be, are premenopausal should be. And from the purple to the first star is where people who are menopausal will tend to be. So we're looking at her total estrogen is on the low end of the menopausal range. Progesterone is like, you know, just squeaking by at that end. But look at the testosterone. It's really, really high. Okay. There you go. This superstar, right? So we need to look at that. So you do not have excess aromatase, which in the case of having had breast cancer is a good thing. But this testosterone being high has effects on blood sugar balance, which is very common in PCOS and can lead to issues with insulin. So this may be a key to some of the stuff with the resistant weight. Even though you'd think testosterone, I should be building up these manly muscles. And maybe that's why you're losing weight, is because you're building up these manly muscles and you're just not willing to let go of it. You've got lots of testosterone. This is the piece that you would have gotten, Sheila.
Uh-huh.
Is the cortisol pattern, which is a great thing to look at, because when you do these in just the saliva testing, they're only looking at the free cortisol. They're not looking at the metabolized cortisol. So you don't get a good idea of your cortisol reserves. So in Marcia's case, her free cortisol and her total metabolized are close, but she's actually making a lot of this, a lot of cortisol, right? And that explains the thing on your blood work, Marcia, where it said hyperadrenal, like with the high sodium and low potassium, right? This would, you're making a lot of cortisol. And that's a response that a lot of times it's just programmed in from, you know, running away from childhood traumas, right? That our body has gotten so programmed that everything creates that stress. Like you were saying, fear, you know, right? You're constantly making a lot of cortisol. That will then raise your blood sugar, which will then make you more insulin resistant, which will then cause you to burn muscle and store fat. So this is some of the keys here that we're going to be working on.
I just wanted to mention that they got my age wrong. They put 56, but my age is really 65.
65, they got it backwards. Okay.
They got it backwards.
And yeah.
Yeah, we addressed that and they said nothing would have changed.
Nothing would have changed. Yeah. If they would have put 26, things would have changed. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll look at that. The newer tests, not this one, but it's completed. They have another name for it where they actually do saliva and urine. So that's kind of an interesting one. And I don't know what they call it.
I did both for this one, didn't
they? Oh, they did?
Yeah, I had to bring both.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, so they did include it in these. Good. I thought you had to do that separately. Okay, so we're not going to go through. I never look at these pages until I'm looking back. I'm a picture person. I look at the pictures and then I'll look back at the details. And this gives us an idea of our sex hormones, but this may look like gibberish to you, but to me it's like gold, because when you get this, instead of just getting estradiol, progesterone, testosterone on the regular blood test, this gives you everything. This gives you your E1, E2, E3, estrone, estradiol, and estriol. You're nice and hefty on your estriol, which is good, having a history of breast cancer, because it's protective, right? And we always want you have a perfect estrogen quotient, which we want our quotient to be such that the sum of estrone and estradiol is less than or equal to the total estrone. And there you are. You've got 6.69 versus 7.3. So you're in a very healthy balance of your estrogens, right? This is at the low end, but I'm not so concerned about that given the estriol is good and hefty and, you know, your history. But this is what you guys can see. But then there's these metabolites. And when the estrogen is then used in the system, the liver gets in there and it uses these particular enzymes, which you can measure on your genetic test to see, do you have a SNP for CYP3A4, a SNP for 1B1, right? A SNP for 1A1, and see, that would explain why maybe you're making too much of one and not of another. So when I'm looking at this, the 2-hydroxy, which is the most protective one, It's 62.8, which is in the range of 60 to 80, which is fine. Your four, which is the least protective one, which is the most dangerous one, it should be, what is it, 1 to 7, and yours is a little, yours is 15.7, and it should be 7.5 to 11. So that's what we're going to have to work on, is how are we going to bring that down? And I have a really nice chart that I'll show you, you know, the things that instigate the 4-hydroxy and how we're going to bring that down, because we want to bring that down, okay, to keep your risk low. And then the 16 is the blue, and yours is 21.5, and the range is 13 to 30, and that's good. It's a little, it's not as safe as the two, but it's needed for bone health. So you've got a good amount, a healthy amount of that. What we want to do is bring down the 4-hydroxy. So you see how this is so much more to work with than when we just have estrogen. Your estrogen, it looks fine. What are you going to do next, right? We actually can work on these, and there's very specific nutritional and herbal protocols that we can use to help bring that 4-hydroxy down, okay, which is where we want it to be. And then we look at methylation, like how we know maybe you have some SNPs, but are they active or are they not active? So we take what's the ratio between your hydroxy and your methoxy, and it's very similar. So you're really not, you're a little bit low on your methylation activity, but it's not like through the floor like we would expect with your genetics. So you're doing some things right to not make this so bad. Do you see what I'm saying? So here's your meth. You're still in the good range. You're not in the low range. You're on the lower end of the good range. But, and we can improve that. We can certainly improve that with more methyl factors, but we have to go carefully because you have the COMT. Make sense?
Yeah. And if you have if you're homozygous, does that necessarily mean that that gene is expressing?
No.
Okay. Okay. That's different. I didn't realize that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. And then we have this, you know, I'm going to go through all, but this shows us the cortisone, which is kind of the stored versus the cortisol. And we have some imbalances here that we'll talk about when we have our conversation, right? So your cortisol is real high. Your cortisone is low. So cortisone is the inactive form. Cortisol is the active form. We don't want our cortisone. It's like your bank account, right? You don't want to have low reserves, but you've got low reserves, right? You're spending more than you're earning.
You know my secrets.
Okay. Yeah. And then this, I love this page. This is new, relatively new, like January, I think they started it. MMA is high. That says, yeah, your B12 is low. Mm. All right. That's the gold standard of it. We looked at it before and we said, well, we don't, you know, you had MCV was high, but we didn't know for sure if it was B12 or folate. It's definitely B12 is a big piece of it. This one is a B6 marker. Glutathione. If it's high or low, you can have a problem with glutathione. So glutathione is a super important antioxidant. So we're going to have to look at how do we get you into more glutathione, whether there's a creams that you can use, there's liposomals, and then food, of course. And then neurotransmitters. So these we're going to look at because these will increase anxiety and fear and, yeah, all that stuff. Okay, so we got stuff to work on here. Okay, and your melatonin is fine and your oxidative stress is above. So there's some oxidative damage and that often goes with the low glutathione. We got to get that glutathione up so we can get the oxidative damage down. So just to give you guys an idea of what we can find out in this report, if anybody's on the fence, like, do I really want that? You know, do I want to spend the $250 whatever dollars it is to get that test done? There's so much good stuff. So Sheila, I would recommend you give a call to the lab and say, hey, I just submitted it. I haven't got my results back yet. Is it too late to add, I want to get the hormones and the organic acids added to it. Organic acids. Cause you see why you'd want to get that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of information there. Yeah. That's great.
I love this test. I think it's such a great test. It gives us so much information. The other one that I really love is the blood spot fatty acid test, because it gives me a lot of information, especially when you're dealing with any kind of inflammation, you know, whether it's cardiovascular inflammation, brain inflammation, post-traumatic. I think it's really important that we get that. And we are going to have that for you. You guys should be getting that. The Gold to Go Pluses should be getting those kits soon. Okay?
And thank you.
You don't. It's not that bad. It's like a $150 test. So it's worth it. It's certainly worth it to know, because it's so critical to everything, having good balance of omega-3 and 6s and being able to control that. Okay? Yes?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You too.
All right. Okay. Anybody? Who else is on my list? So, Sheila? I got all of you guys. Claudia's still not here, and Mary Ellen gone. Lynn, I'm going to check off. So I think we're at the end of our time. So I am open to any questions that have come up throughout the day. I've scheduled to be here for another hour. And if you want me, I'm here. And if not, we can all go about our business and have a
good Dr. Rita day. Marie?
Yeah.
You were going to show Hanaura how to use the meter?
Oh, yeah. Let me run down and grab it. I can't put a second one on, but I'll at least go through the motion. I won't go all the way through it. How's that? Okay. Do you have your kit there? Actually, that'd be better. Let me.
I have to go get it. It's not in this room.
Go get it.
And this was perfect timing.